Fred Film Radio, Seattle International Film Festival.
Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio. We are in Seattle at the Seattle International Film Festival, and we are here with Carlos Marquez Merced, the director of 10,000 Kilometers. Hello, Carlos. How are you?
Good. Very happy.
Your movie is about a love story managed through the social media and through internet. How did you come up with this subject?
Oh, I moved to live from Barcelona to Los Angeles like 6 years ago, and I started to spend like half of my time connected to, you know, Skype and FaceTime, you know, and doing a lot of chat, video chat. And it was the realization that we were communicating each other with the tools of cinema, that we use like cameras and screens, you know, to talk to each other, that cinema is not something that it's outside from us, that portrays us, but it's something that we become our own directors, our own actors. We place, you know, a frame for our communication, and it becomes there's a missing scene you do, and I thought it was like a very cinematographic idea to explore.
And how was it for you living this kind of relationships?
The movie is not exactly autobiographical sense that, like, I didn't have the same experience at the movie, and it was very different. I was 25, so it's not relatable. But for me, it has to do with the physical presence, and when you miss the physical presence, and you know, new technology is not good or bad. It's just the only thing is like it allows you to be somewhere else where you are, you know,
yeah,
different. So you're here, but you're texting with somebody that is like 3,000 miles away, and so somehow you're not in front of somebody, but you're connected with them. But at the same time, I wanted to explore that physical presence, you know, you cannot substitute that. Technology can be good and can be bad, but it will never substitute the physical presence. And I wanted to explore a little bit the idea of the difference between being in front of somebody that being in front of the image of somebody. It will never be the same.
When you were writing the movie, which was the most difficult challenge you have to face?
Yeah, for me, there was like two key questions. One, it was like an emotional arc that you needed for the characters, and you needed to be like rooting for them, you know, to fight. And at the beginning of the first version of the script, you will kind of know that, oh, the couple is not okay, and blah, blah, blah. It was his fault, it's her fault. So trying to balance, you know, this emotional arc,
yeah,
and not, you know, relationships are love is not the only thing that counts in a relationship. There's much more things. And we need to make this couple that really love each other, but they have problems because love is not enough, even if we like or not. So that was one of the issues. And for me, the other basic and most important issue was point of view. You know, who are we with who are we at every moment, you know, like, so you're not jumping from one place to another. You should respect, you know, the physical presence, and so you can have the feeling of you're wronging the other person. So you're with one, and then you're with the other. And which moments are you, you know, with one, and which moments are you with the other? Like, one of my biggest references in this movie, like one of my favorite movies ever, is If You Don't Tati by Ermanno Olmi.
Uh-huh.
He made it much better. Like, it's the best movie about long distance love, I think. But, you know, he had an easy solution, you know. I just stay with him because, you know, the communication is just write letters and had the idealization of each other. But now it was important because, you know, you can talk with the other person.
Because the contact is immediate.
It's immediate. So it was very important to think, who are we with at every moment?
Do you think that technology can be helpful or harmful?
It's like atomic energy, you know. It can be great if you use it to create light. It's horrible if you use it to kill people. You know? It's the same. Like, it depends on how you use it. Like, there's a lot of people have met, you know, through dating websites, and then they get married and you know, and have kids or adopt kids or whatever, you know, and they stay together for the rest of their lives. And I say, my mother says always that we talk more when I'm, you know, in Los Angeles than in Barcelona, because we kind of have this, you know, this habitude to just, you know, twice a week just talk, and we really talk for half an hour. Maybe that's months that we don't do that when I'm in Barcelona. So at the same, it's like, it can be bad, yeah. It depends on how you use it. The important thing is it's not a substitute for physical presence.
Physical presence. Listen, how did the audience react to your movie?
Wow, we're really, really surprised. You know, you kind of had in mind when I was writing it, it's like, oh, I don't know, it's going to be a terrible movie, blah, blah. But I knew that there was some kind of connection. It's a story that many people have lived, and people, many people is leaving now. But we were really like, we've been like really surprised, like really, really strong connection with the movie of people from all ages and people coming and hugging you, like crying after the movie, and or somebody, you know, like really love letters they've written us, and it's been like really, I didn't expect it, and it's been a little bit surprised. Now you're getting used that people like it, but the beginning was like, or just like my, you know, like, the light goes on, you see like this couple crying, you know, together, hugging each other, and it depends on every audiences, but it's never, you know, you never know. Like in the US, people laugh a lot also. There's a lot of comedy in it, and people, you know, they really, the jokes really sit very well. Like in Austria, we went to Crossing Europe Festival there, and they went crazy with the movie. They love it. You know, like in a way you imagine, you know, oh, you know, Austrians, they're serious, you know.
Yeah,
cold, not emotional, you know, like Ulrich Siedel and Michael Haneke, and they don't have feelings. And actually, they went crazy. They gave us the audience award. I will never imagine I will never win an audience award. That was like very weird, but it was wonderful. I guess it's something that people, and the comment that everybody says is like, oh, it's very real. You know, I don't know what realism means. I don't know what reality exactly is, but somehow it's
really, I think that's something that people can relate to.
Exactly. That's an experience there that they somehow feel related to.
Why did you decide to close it the way it is? I mean, we're not saying how it is, but it was an issue the way it was.
Yeah, I don't know, it depends on how people understand it. There wasn't that much more explanation that I cut out of the movies. I think it wasn't necessary. That was the ending always I had in mind. Like, even longer, I had it in mind so they would stand up and go cooking and the stuff. So, but it didn't work out in the take I wanted, so I just had them there. But I know for a while I also thought to do, you know, we were shooting, oh, let's change it, because we were like, oh, we're having so much fun and everything, we wanted to change it. But the way we thought of the two characters and the way, you know, the story's planned and how they depict it and what they want and what they expect from life. And so it was like, there's no other way this can finish, you know? Like,
okay, yeah, great. Like it's, yeah, like, I totally agree, but then I know that some people were kind of asking themselves after the movie, what does this ending mean exactly?
I don't know, that's funny. Like, for me, it's like very clear. For many people that watch it, it's like, it's not an open ending for me. Yeah, I think the question is like, there's no third act, you know? Mm-hmm. The movie ends on the, you know, there's no after explanation where, you know, I feel like, but for me, it was so clear at this moment what's happened and what happened. Of course, not for everybody. That's what they feel. And the very optimistic people has a very different idea of the ending. But there was before that scene, there was like a long dialogue that we cut a lot out because I felt like, oh, you already understand.
What you were repeating, yeah.
Yeah, we were repeating themselves what's going to happen afterward, you know, and it's like, it's useless to do it again. Mm-hmm. It seems like not everybody understood it as we thought.
well, you know, okay, come on. But it was your choice, your artistical choice, so it's
yeah.
No, but try that.
Yeah, it was a choice, and I don't, like, it depends on who, which, for many people it's very clear, then, and for other people it's like unclear. And I think it has to do with how optimistic or pessimistic
you are.
Or realistic. How optimistic or realistic you are.
Listen, you are from Barcelona, but you live half of your time in LA. And you work with a group of other Spanish fugitives.
Yeah.
Can you tell us something about this group of, you know, you're working with?
Yeah, but basically we were like the production of the movie is mostly from Spain, from, you know, producer Tana Folger is very experienced, and my friend Sergio Moreno, we're friends since we're 18, you know, and he was the one who, nobody wanted the project in the US, so he told me, oh, come back and we'll do it here, and it's very nice to work with your friend.
Yeah, and, yeah,
like,
of course.
My producer Sergio Moreno. But the thing is, like, then we started a company like a couple of years ago. Basically we're working, you know, I've been there for 6 years, and we have friends that since we got there, and we've been working together in production. You know, when one gets hired, you know, he hires his friends, and we are all, you know, like, somehow the people that went there at the beginning, you know, you had to pass through many tests if you want to stay, and you have to fight a lot, and it's really people who work very well and very talented, all of them, you know, so there is like producers, directors, writers, DPs, editors. So we are a bunch of us, and we move a lot and work with each other. And then somebody say, why are we working always for some other people? Why don't we work for ourselves? Yeah. So we just got together and make this company, and we're 11 of us. But we work like mostly like independent producers. Mm-hmm. So we basically have the company and give ourselves jobs, you know. And so basically when for a while we were thinking to shoot the movie really like Barcelona, Los Angeles, you know, live. Mm-hmm. You know, through video chat. But so then when I have did my company, so why don't we co-produce for the movie? So basically we start co-producing also. We never end up shooting that way, but two of my producers of La Panda are co-producers of the movie. And also we produce another movie, you know. We started a service, you know, offering service to Spanish companies that want to do anything in the, you know, like a bridge from Spain to Los Angeles, and now things are going well, and we're planning, let's make also our own project. So that's.
And are you working on a new project to be shot where? In U.S.?
I'm working on a project to be shot in my neighborhood in Barcelona, in Catalan, and then I have another project to be shot in Spain, but, you know, with American cast and English. You know, like some Americans in Spain with the, you know, real estate crisis and everything, but it's a couple of that comes to Spain at some moment. And I'm reading scripts also for the U.S. and stuff.
So you're pretty busy.
Yeah, well, now I'm a little bit in holidays. I try to diversify because it's very hard now, you know, in Spain to get funding. I'm trying to make a very cheap movie there, but yes, I guess I've been like 5 years, you know, like working on the same project. So now I ended up and it's like, oh, I have all these ideas. I was panicked that I will have no ideas when I finish because it's been so long, and I haven't had any other idea during these 5 years almost. So it's been like, 4 years. And now it's like, oh yeah, don't worry. No, I have more ideas to come.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for being with us. It was Carlo Marquez Merced, director of 10,000 Kilometers. From Seattle International Film Festival, was Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.